This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So now, see, for me, this whole Wuhan virus, coronavirus, all this stuff, this was a test of the emergency broadcast system to see what we would do. And a large part of that test was dependent on the fact that we followed the narrative, that we believed the narrative. And now that the narrative wall has come down in a manner, metaphorically quite similar to what happened to the civil infrastructure in Jericho, you can see how devoid of merit is the American fake stream legacy media. For an entire year, these people, aided by the totalitarians who run the big tech social media sites, and one way to let the market punish these guys is to join something called the Speakeasy, by the way, have done everything they could to squelch any notion that COVID-19 is the product of irresponsible, if not downright evil, virology research gone wrong in Wuhan, China. This despite the quite obvious factual basis of the lab leak theory of how the Wuhan virus got out. Now, a year ago, there was three researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology who had been hospitalized in the fall of 2019 with symptoms identical to COVID-19. It was also known a year ago, that cell phone traffic had gone dark for 17 days in the vicinity of the facility in October 2019, a telltale sign that the place had been evacuated so it could be disinfected. It was well known that safety conditions at the Wuhan lab were poor at best, and it was a time bomb waiting to go off, sort of like Chernobyl. It was also fairly well known, particularly among the public health bureaucrats working for the U.S. federal government, that research was being done at that facility on bat coronaviruses to produce something exactly like COVID-19. And this was known because the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease, the agency headed by one Dr. Anthony Fauci, was indirectly funding that research despite it having been banned in 2014. He had created a national security workaround from the ban. Now, all of these things were known, not by the public, right? The public doesn't care. The public doesn't care. But by people who were in a position to know. Months ago, Dr. Robert Redfield, the former head of the CDC, publicly endorsed the lab leak theory. He had enough information to state that it was patently obvious, namely that this virus didn't come from bat soup cooked up at a Chinese wet market. It had to be engineered to do what it did. Was he given any credit for recognizing this? Well, no. Here's the former head of the CDC, and yet he's being treated like, big deal. Because the narrative was already set on the origins of COVID-19. But what was that narrative? The lab leak theory was nuttery. It was a conspiracy theory. It was a racist lie. And, you know, because Trump had, who had access to more information on the subject than most people thanks to his job, correctly identified the lab leak theory as the most likely explanation for the COVID-19 release into the public. Now, the fake stream legacy media, who suppressed that theory for a year, have abandoned their efforts and are beginning to catch up to the members of the general public, capable of critical thinking and logical analysis. And their explanation for having suppressed it all of this time? Well, we get this. Liberal media reporters and pundits admitted over the weekend they were wrong to dismiss the Wuhan lab leak theory just because it was espoused by former President Donald Trump. Mainstream reporters have pushed back at the idea that COVID-19 may have originated in a virology lab in Wuhan, China, and openly ridiculed the ideas. Trump spoke openly about it in the early days of the pandemic. But now, these same reporters have admitted that it is possible the virus came from a lab leak, as more scientists and political officials openly question the virus's origins. ABC News' John Carl told Martha Raddatz, "I think a lot of people have egg on their face." He continued, "This was an idea that was first put out by Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and President Donald Trump, and some things that may be true even if Donald Trump has said them." You think? He noted the idea was widely dismissed at the time, but now serious people are saying it needs a serious inquiry. So, Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton got out there and had something to say about it. And a New York Times reporter named David Leonard, he said, "Well, if Tom Cotton is saying something, it can't be true, or they assume that. And that's not right. Tom Cotton does deal in misinformation about things like election fraud. He said some things that are just wrong. But that doesn't mean that everything he says is wrong, and it seems like a lot of people, including a lot in the media, leap to dismiss the lab leak." Now, all of this is projection, by the way. What he's saying is, I lie a lot, too. Everybody lies a lot. Yeah. He's a pathetic cretin, to be sure. And in his cretinous pathos, he's now offered an invitation to open an examination into election fraud, something his fellow cretins in the legacy fake stream corporate media have just as vigorously suppressed. But what essentially happened here, and this is important, because if we'd known it was created in a lab, other questions would have been asked as far as, you know, vaccines and such. But anyway, they didn't look at the lab leak theory because Donald Trump was the guy saying it, and he was the president, and there was no way he could be the president. But he was the president of the United States, and the media dismissed him on that theory. And the question now has to be asked why, and that's because Orange Man bad. So, you know, we know that half of America is conservative, but all of America should be looking at the media right now. And just, you know, I don't know how discriminating the COVID-19 virus was. And you got to ask yourself, are you ever going to believe anything that the pathetic media says again? They've admitted they didn't bother covering what is almost assuredly the single biggest news story in recent years. One could make a very good argument that it's the single biggest news story ever, considering the implications of COVID-19 getting out to the general population. But they didn't cover it because it was, you know, Trump. Trump said it. Trump put it out there. When Trump was our president, he said this all the time. And I would imagine he still says it today. The legacy fake stream corporate media is the enemy of the American people. He was right when he said that. He's right today. And Jonathan and Carl and David Leonard, you guys can look at this, and here's something else he's right about. Take note. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
compete.
This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here we go!
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, if nobody, I mean, all you got to do is go look at a gun shop. Go look in a gun shop. There's two shortages right now, two things I'm always interested in buying, cars and guns. Right now, law-abiding Americans are buying firearms at record levels. We know they're law-abiding because they buy them at gun shops, pass background checks. Nobody's disputing this. Gun control groups decry the trend. Supporters of the Second Amendment celebrate it. But during the past year and a half, the fact is a historic number of Americans have taken ownership of their self-defense, and that includes millions of first-time buyers who bought a gun. So, never one to pass up a moment where we might be able to poke the bullhorn and rearrange this narrative, because it's always about the narrative. Here comes staunch gun control advocate and billionaire Michael Bloomberg and his agitprop bullhorn, The Trace, to report, quote unquote, on a new survey severely downplaying what's happening. The Trace's operations are funded, they get 70% of their funding from Michael Bloomberg. I would love to know where they get the other 30%. And they get that money. He runs that money through Everytown for Gun Safety, which is interesting. So now, in typical fashion, the Trace received a pre-release summary of new survey data from Northeastern and Harvard University researchers, both bastions of gun control groupthink, that claim to speak with authority about the volume of the first-time firearm owner that arose since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. Then enter the Joyce Foundation. Now, the Joyce Foundation, back in the early days before he had presidential aspirations, Barack Obama sat on the Joyce Foundation with Valerie Jarrett. They were the ones who proposed carbon credits. They were the ones that were going to set up the Chicago Climate Exchange. Because this is all happening in Illinois. They were going to set up the Chicago Climate Exchange. They had a bank ready to handle all the money they were going to be taking in. Their first, based upon what they figured when they did the math, and they probably weren't wrong. They probably weren't wrong about this, but they figured their take on this would be $22 trillion annually. Now, we still don't have carbon credits, thankfully. But the Joyce Foundation is still around today. And they also claim to be a gun violence prevention private foundation. So they had hosted an exclusive data call to journalists and advocates. And the Cliff's Notes summary is astounding because, see, there has been no surge in the number of first-time gun buyers in America. And their numbers are interestingly wrong. They say 3.8 million Americans became first-time gun owners in 2020. This is from a new survey of 19,000 people. That group accounted for 23% of all gun buyers last year, up slightly from 17% in 2019. Now, the NSSF's data shows around 20% of gun buyers are first-timers in a normal year. In 2020, it was double that, but with the Joyce Foundation's research, the saying goes, you get what you pay for. Now, this isn't the first time The Joyce Foundation has used the same anti-gun playbook to run the exclusive survey results teaser play. They previously partnered with the same Northwestern and Harvard University players as well. They organized a similar press call in 2016, this time with The Guardian and The Trace, to push another fallacy, suggesting that only 3% of American gun owners hold 50% of the firearms. And listen, some of these guys got massive collections, let me tell you. And this was 2016. This is 2016. Remember now. Remember these numbers, because the numbers have always been static. And in 2016, Barack Obama, by June of 2013, there had already been 100 million background checks on Barack Obama's during his 10 years as president. So remember this. The new unpublished survey estimates that of 265 million guns, 133 million of these guns are concentrated in the hands of just 3% of American adults, a group of super owners who have amassed an average of 17 guns each. That's impressive. 3% of 265 million. Well, it's actually probably closer to, and that's the guns. The guns are probably closer to 500 million now, and they were closer to 350 million then. See, the beauty of what they do, though, is that they don't ever have to prove any of this. They don't have to get out there and show you all the guns. The survey remained unpublished for good reason at the time. Pew polling showed nearly 45% of American households possessed guns. Gallup and other polling agencies suggested the same, so Joyce wouldn't release the full survey and ignored outreach seeking clarification. The objective of the recent survey is clear: to quell any claim that first-time gun ownership grew abundantly during the pandemic. And given the leadership of the Joyce Foundation and the researchers involved in the news outlet used in the ruse, the message and motive are clear. They financed scholarships for law schools to promote a legal theory that the Second Amendment does not protect an individual right. When the Supreme Court affirmed the individual right, the Joyce Foundation switched tactics, labeling gun control as a public health issue. Joyce donated millions to the anti-gun group Violence Policy Center. But they also gave tens of millions of dollars to fund more than 100 anti-gun grants to researchers at Harvard University, the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence, International Association of Chiefs of Police, all kinds of places. All kinds of places. The truth is, you're buying guns. You're buying a lot of guns. Plain and simple. It's always been a fact. Always going to be a fact. And this is being pushed by that fake stream media that I told you about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden thinks his America is Back message resonated at this week's NATO summit. Biden hosting a news conference in Brussels, also saying that he believes the Republican Party is fractured.
The Republican Party is vastly diminished in numbers. The leadership of the Republican Party is fractured. And the Trump wing of the party is the bulk of the party, but it makes up a significant minority of the American people.
President Biden was over 2 hours late for that NATO news conference with no explanation from the White House as for why the extended delay. Energy officials are urging Texans to conserve energy as electric demand could outpace supply Monday as temperatures continue to rise across the state. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers in the House are returning to Capitol Hill on Monday. Republicans are expected to force a censure vote of Democrat Congressman Ilhan Omar or remove her from her Foreign Relations Committee. This after Omar tweeted, "We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban," along with her video questioning Secretary of State Tony Blinken during the day of a House hearing. Omar did apologize for the tweet, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, tells CNN, "Nothing to see here and everything is fine."
We did not rebuke her. We thanked, acknowledged that she made a clarification. What I'm saying is end of subject. She clarified, we thanked her, end of subject. What other people go out and say is up to them.
The TSA is reporting an average of 2 million people were screened at airports over the weekend. That's the highest number of screenings since the coronavirus pandemic began. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, here's the problem with communism and socialism. If you study these subjects, you will encounter lots of abstract theories about how best organize society, money, property, so on. Some ideas might sound appealing, but they have little to do with communism, as this ideology has existed in the real world. Better to think of these theories as maps and guidebooks for people who want to rule others. Communism appeals to dead souls, hungry for power. These are not normal, healthy people. When they finally seize power, everyone else becomes a victim, even as never-ending propaganda promises the perfect society. The last people you want in control of your life are control freaks eager to be your masters. They think it's natural that they should dictate your activities. The word slave does not appear in the contract, but that is your job in their world. Everyone should reflect on the bloody history of socialism and communism, so often with beautiful banners and abundant promises, but a decade later, most of the wannabe bosses are dead, or missing in action, replaced by others like themselves. Smell of death hangs over this history. The bigger the government, the more power is taken from the people and given to the commissars and bureaucrats. These people to work to increase the concentration of power in fewer hands, their hands. If you were a follower of Germany's Hitler, Russia's Stalin, Cambodia's Pol Pot, or China's Mao, you naturally expected to participate in their success. But these four visionaries killed people, including devoted followers, by the millions. Indeed, the real common denominator of the top socialists and communists is their extreme comfort level with imprisonment, suffering, and death. And here's the essence of the matter. You tell me what this sounds like. Communists want you to think their theories and plans are concerned with you and your happiness. And that's a lie. Their theories are concerned with helping them gain control of you. A lot of these theories came from Karl Marx, a nobody around 1850, but he was the leader of a tiny socialist party. I think he saw his theories, grandiose and highly intellectual, to be his passport to the top of the pyramid. But he was not a very nice man. Disagreeing with his fellow socialists, he often shouted, "I will annihilate you." And that, arguably, is the spirit of his teachings. A UK historian writing about Hitler and Stalin concluded, "Two sides of the same coin." These mass killers are described as narcissistic and antisocial. Stalin, who always thought big, mused, "The death of one man is a tragedy. The death of a million is a statistic." A leader like that's not going to notice if you live or die. Wikipedia indicates that both men were comfortable with torture. The peak of totalitarian terror was reached with the Nazi concentration camps. And these range from labor camps to extermination camps, and they are described as aiming to eliminate all actual, potential, and imagined enemies of the regime. Experts refer to the camps as involving extreme viciousness. And they also compare these camps with the Soviet Gulag system, and they highlight the use of such camps as a method of punishment and execution by Nazi and Stalinist regimes alike. Pol Pot and Mao were similar. Another scholar focused on the violence and terror employed by Hitler and Stalin. The Stalinist USSR underwent an extraordinary brutalization of the relations between state and society for the purpose of rapid modernization and industrialization. Other experts discuss mass violence and the way that was used by both Stalinism and Nazism. All levels of Soviet society were affected by Stalinist repression. At the top, high-ranking members of the Communist Party were arrested and executed under the claim that they plotted against Stalin. At the bottom, the peasantry suffered the artificial famine that killed many millions in Ukraine. There was no place to hide in these societies, no matter how low or high you were on the food chain. Now, the point here is that normal people don't want to torture people. Live and let live. That's the central philosophy of Western culture. Sadly, these same normal people are very slow to see the threat from totalitarian players. The essence of the people at the top of the socialist and communist governments tend to be exploit and let die. Looking at the track records of socialist and communist governments, you really appreciate how brilliant George Orwell was. Both of his famous books explore the monsters at the top. Think of the lead characters in Animal Farm, a swine in every sense. And consider the extraordinary candor of O'Brien, the party boss of 1984. He explains that constant pain is essential. Otherwise, how do the bosses know that ordinary citizens are submitting, not merely pretending? You probably noticed that our public schools seem determined to teach everything that makes America look bad. In reality, American history contains almost nothing comparable to the vast relentless terror that is the norm in most historical socialist and communist countries. all the bad things done in these countries result in massive rates of alcoholism, depression, divorce, suicide, and early death. Every good thing is promised, but in reality, there is a slow grinding desperation in these far-left paradises, as is in Venezuela today. Teachers who seriously want to teach the history of this planet have to include material about communism. Some say communist governments killed 100 million people. Some estimates go as high as 150 million. Schools should teach students how to recognize the oncoming catastrophe. Another resource is a museum in Washington, D.C. called Victims of Communism. Their website contains lots of interesting information. The corruption and decline of our schools are thoroughly exposed by the increase in students supporting totalitarian tendencies. So it's disgusting, at least to me, that young people who have everything working to take everything away from everybody else. Black Lives Matter have announced that they were trained Marxists. And I think about that every time I see somebody supporting them. Whole Foods supports them. Starbucks supports them. And this is not... We can surmise one of two things about companies that support organizations like BLM. They either don't know what they're about or they do. And both of those are damning. Both of those are damning. Because not knowing is malfeasance. They should, you know, do some due diligence. Knowing and still doing it. Okay. I got you. Message heard. That's enough to know that you want to stay far away from them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There's an essay written by Ayn Rand in 1963 called Collectivized Ethics. It has a spooky applicability to today, and I'm going to try to share that with you. A student once asked Barbara Brandon, what will happen to the poor in an objectivist society? Her response was, if you want to help them, you will not be stopped. Now, there's a reason to cite this, because it is a perfect example of a response that refuses to accept the left's premise, its view of reality, as the basis of discussion. Only individuals have the right to decide when or whether they wish to help others. Only individuals. Society, as an organized political system, has no right of decision. This is not, right now, Biden and the left, they're not being stopped by this. And it illustrates the rights, you know, choices that Biden, Harris, professional politicians, and far-left Democrats, and a few Republicans have taken from us. How so, you might be asking? We must explore objectivism, which asserts the validity of the objective view over the subjective view of reality. So considering the following, like the poor, consider the student's question. The left's implicit premise is that all men are their brother's keepers. Obama mangled Genesis 4:9 in an attempt to justify his view of reality, to implement an income tax to compel the rich to pay their, quote, fair share. Therefore, the misfortunes of some are an obligation to others. The left doesn't ask, should anything be done? Rather, it asks, what will be done? The left assumes that the question's unspoken premise, the subjective view, society must act, has been tacitly accepted, and all that remains is a discussion on how to implement a, quote, solution, and how much money should be thrown at, quote, the problem. The left attempts to switch the discussion onto its view. Can anybody say never-ending welfare expansion? Then there's Medicare. Is it not desirable that the aged receive medical care? The answer is yes, when considered out of context, without regard to costs, monetary and otherwise. It's at this point the left's brain shuts down, assumes a subjective view, ceases to consider the reality of unintended consequences such as enslavement and destruction of medical science and the regimentation and disintegration of all medical practices, not to mention the sacrifice of professional integrity, freedom, careers, ambitions, achievements, happiness, and lives of the very people who provide that desirable goal. The doctors. Can anybody say not accepting new patients? Then there's capitalism. Progress can only come from man's surplus, from work that produces more than he personally consumes. Capitalism is the only economic system where this is possible, not by forced privatizations, but by a constant rise in the general level of prosperity, of consumption, and of enjoyment of life. Which, by the way, we didn't have for the last year and a half, did we? The left assumes a subjective view and will not acknowledge this truism. Objectivism believes the moral purpose of each man's life is the pursuit of his own happiness. The only political system consistent with this morality is one that demonstrates respect for individual rights embodied in laissez-faire capitalism, which that's also called socialism. Then there's education. Is it not desirable to have an educated public? Yes, but that has to also address other questions, something the left's subjective view won't permit, such as who will do the educating? Can anybody say teachers' unions? What will be taught? Can anybody say indoctrination? And what will happen to dissenters? Can anybody say critical race theory? Then there's science. There's always science. Is it not desirable to advance science? Absolutely. But science is valuable only because it expands, enriches, and protects man's life. A fact that the left's subjective view does not permit. It is not a value outside of the context that I just described. Can anybody say COVID-19? The subjective view creates its own, often invalid reality. The more neurotic a man, Biden, is, the more he seemingly accepts this subjective view. The more he is willing to serve as the means of the ends of others, his enablers, and the more he will devise schemes for the good of his fellow man, or society, or public, or future generations. Anybody except today's actual human beings who have an objective view. And the appalling recklessness with which he proposes humanitarian projects imposed by political means or force on an unlimited number of human beings only makes the situation worse. The characteristic of any such project is the advocacy of some public goal with no regard to context, cost, or means. The project's goal is absent context, desirable. It must be, quote, for the public good because the costs are not earned, but expropriated. That means taxed. Optimistic lies must obscure the issue of means. Most remain hidden and unspoken because the means are in human lives. Can anybody say inflation? Biden and his enablers have a subjective, therefore invalid view of reality, theirs. And what's worse is their view is driven by the politics they impose upon us. And what's even worse is that the media knows what the left is doing but won't speak out because, you know, they're no good. So the question for this desirable goal is, to whom are they desirable? Desires and goals presuppose beneficiaries, and that is the question the left won't honestly answer. To whom are the results beneficial and desirable? And it cannot and will not answer honestly because it doesn't agree with its subjective view of reality. And besides, an honest answer would expose the left's actual unspoken goals, like power grabs, limiting rights. And this exposes them, the Democrats, the power, the masters, as the ultimate beneficiary. Like right now, everybody's talking about the brace, okay? The brace, the stabilizing brace. Well, if they were to do that and they were to make all of us that have guns that have these on them pay them $200, this is a money grab. And it's also limiting rights, and it's also a power grab. It's a win-win-win for them. But as Barbara Brandon said, if you want to help them, you will not be stopped. Can anybody say Barack Obama, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, or George Soros? Now, that response and that question absolutely does not agree with the left's subjective view of reality. This whole hour has been based upon one thing that I want you to take into the weekend thinking, and it is this. You got to go find these things out for yourself. You got to go looking for answers yourself. You got to be a critical thinker. Don't worry about what the media says. If they're saying it to you, they're lying to your face. You can tell it because their faces are moving. They're lying to your face in order to get the upper hand on you. They are in league with the left. And when I say the left, I mean communists and I mean socialists. I don't mean, you know, progressive Democrats. I mean the left. Right now, that's the existential threat to the Republic. And the only means to overcome that is in you. If you can critically think and demand and be an activist and be the citizen. And if all else fails, then we have to get out there on the battlefield. Very simple thing. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.